I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With news that the FDA has just authorized the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use in kids ages 12 to 15. Now, the U.S. is going to expand use of the vaccine to kids as young as 12. This comes after the FDA said earlier that the vaccine is safe and offers strong protections for younger teens based on testing of more than 2,000 volunteers here in the United States. Now, the shots could begin soon once a federal vaccine panel issues recommendations for using the vaccine in 12 to 15-year-olds. Vaccinating kids of all ages has been critical to a return to normalcy here in the United States, and most vaccines rolling out worldwide have only been authorized for adults. Here in the United States, they were authorized under an emergency use authorization for people ages 16 and up. The latest news is welcome for U.S. families who are struggling to decide on what activities are safe to resume when only the youngest family members remain unvaccinated.